Okay, so it's time for another thoughtful kind of podcast. So today, I have been pondering a unit that I do with the first graders. It takes a very long time, and it is a unit on opera. I've been using the opera Hansel and Gretel, and what I do is I start with some like YouTube video kind of things, cartoons that tell the basic story of Hansel and Gretel, and then we read a couple of different versions of books of Hansel and Gretel. And while we're reading and watching the preparatory video, we discuss what's the same and different about each story. Then we watch a puppet version of the story of Hansel and Gretel, which incorporates some of the music from the opera, but has a lot of speaking in it. And then the last thing that I do is we watch the whole of the video of, or the DVD, I guess it is in this case, of the opera Hansel and Gretel in English as performed by the Metropolitan Opera sometime in the 1980s. I really like this unit. I think it really helps the kids to be able to reach back into their memory and figure out what's the same and what's different. We talk about the music in the puppet movie that we watch and the music in the opera, how it's same and different. We talk about plot lines and that kind of thing. But here's the thing. I only see my kids twice a week, and watching things like this takes a long time. It's not uncommon for this unit to take every bit of, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, which is, you know, 8 or 10 music classes. Because the opera especially, even if you watch a good 20-minute chunk in the 25 minutes that I have them, which only leaves a little time for discussing things, you end up eating a lot of days up for that. And I have been conflicted lately because I get to the middle of third quarter and I don't have a lot of grades in the book, unlike, for instance, second grade, where we've been doing the instrument unit, and every time we finish a family, I can do a little test, and then I can do a big test at the end where they have to, you know, identify instruments by sight and sound, and there's all kinds of testing opportunities there. And I guess the reason I don't test is because I want them to focus on the story and be exposed to the enjoyment of seeing the opera and not so much stressing about remembering, you know, tiny details from the story and whatnot. And I know that if I did test on this particular one, it would be hard because I would be testing information, which I guess is what I'm doing in the, you know, instrument unit, but there's not a lot of music per se that I'm testing. We do the Hansel and Gretel dance where right before they get in trouble, and we listen to that on CD, and we do the little dance that are in the words. So we do that dance, and I suppose I could take a grade on that, and I haven't. I guess I could. But here's why I'm conflicted. It eats up a lot of time. I don't get a lot of music grades out of it, but I feel like when else in their life are they going to see an opera? And I hope, and I think that what happens is by watching it with me and me pausing for questions and giving them a chance to discuss what's going on in the plot, they get more out of the opera as opposed to just being overwhelmed by the whole experience of hearing someone singing in an operatic style. So they begin to be involved in the story. And I don't know, I guess I'm just lately, I love this unit, I do. But I'm wondering if it's worth it. Is it worth it to give up basically almost a quarter of my music time to expose them to an opera once in their music career with me? So far, I think the answer is yes, but I'm not sure. I don't know. There's a lot of things I need to turn around in my head about this one. I've been doing it for a couple of years now. I do also have a production of The Magic Flute, which I think I maybe might be able to get more out of as far as the actual musical elements. But part of the reason I like this is because I'm able to compare and contrast, and we get some literacy in there. So the story's not so overwhelming. By the time the quarter's over, they know the story of Hansel and Gretel inside and out. They could probably make up their own version if they wanted to. So that's where I'm at. I'm not sure if it's as useful as I need it to be, but it's something I enjoy doing. Something I'm thinking about. Talk to you later.